Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Bass Vibration Network. This is the Bass Vibe Tribe. You have Ashley K, you got RJ, you got Queen Kwan. We're here. We're excited. We're ready for today's episode. This is Don't Be Fooled Part 2. Last week, we had Don't Be Fooled. It was a really good episode. We were just talking about a whole lot of stuff. Really the mass, you know, deception that's going on as far as, you know, with the media, with religion, with politics, with, you know, cultures, history. We were just touching on a whole lot of topics. But ironically, right before we get to this week's episode, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's not rocket science to know what's happening over there with Syria. You know, I've even had people delete and block me on Facebook this week because of my opinion off of Syria, you know, not being, you know, insensitive to the situation or not feeling like that situation is bad. I just feel like we should not be over there. The United States of America should not have gotten involved, but we do know why they're involved, and that's what we're going to tap into. That we got some facts that we're going to hit on. Some of this stuff is we're going to be releasing and exposing some deep stuff that's probably going to go over a lot of people's heads, but if you start doing research, you're going to start seeing where we're coming from with it. So I'm just excited about it. And I don't know, like, I'm trying to think about where I want to go with it without trying to get too deep for the people. Cause I don't know, RJ, what are you thinking? Like, I don't know. I don't even know where I want to start with
right
it this
now,
week.
I'll just start off by giving my reasons, why I think, you know, the United States is involved. One of the reasons, of course, to me is over resources. You know, that's something that we all know. Can't, you know, sustain an economy or a society, you know, or a country like the United States unless you have, you know, access to all the resources that you can possibly get. And we already know the Middle East is rich in those resources. Also, the military position. Military position is also something that you can keep in mind, because if the United States can find a way to, you know, gain some sort of advantage on the military aspect, reason why, you know, they say they will use, you know, any further force if necessary, then, you know, they'll do so, because, you know, you know what I'm saying, they're trapping up, you know, they're going on a defense mode and are preparing themselves for anything at the moment. That's two. Also, number three, we can also throw out the, you know, the central banking, the central banking system owned by Rothschild, who, you know, Rothschild has had, you know, so much influence in the wars, in the World War I, World War II, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he has so much influence, and he made so much money invested in the war. So many just different companies, specifically oil companies, you know, they made so much money investing in wars. Why? Because the government runs to the Federal Reserve in order to get the money, in order to fund the war they have to fight. And there are even some occasions, even when Hitler's Hitler was at his rank, you know, we had the Union Banking Corporation, which was owned by Prescott Bush, with his grandfather, Bush Senior, who they basically funded both sides of the war. They funded Hitler and they funded the people that Hitler opposed. You know what I'm saying? So that shows you what type of game they play. This is it. And Prescott Bush owns the oil company. Yes, he was funding both of them, and they were making a lot of money from this. So yeah, that's one. And then again, going to the fourth point that I want to address is the oil pipe, the pipeline that they built, going into the Syrian pipeline that they're trying to build, and that the size does not want in the country, which is the oil pipeline. And I feel like, you know, they can find a way to get this pipeline built. It will benefit the United States. Why? Because the United States was trying to, you know, create a deal with the side, with oil, with the Syrian oil pipeline that they were trying to build, but the side didn't like it. Russia gave Assad a better deal. So he started dealing with them. So now he's opposing the United States. This doesn't go in the United States' favor. And of course, the way the United States operates is, you know, especially like Donald Trump had no choice. We're going to find a way. Either we're going to create a way or we're going to make a way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like this, that's the direction this is slowly going into. They do want to take him out and, you know, gain some sort of control in that whole region. So, for a point, you know, military position.
Who are they trying to take out? Outside?
Yeah, okay. You really come, he's not cooperating with.
Well, that goes back to the banking system. Every war that we've been having, you know, even for the whole situation as far as with 9/11 and why that was ever created, because they wanted to have the banking system over in the north, I mean, in the Middle East. So there, you know, you have to look at what countries do not have the central banking system. And ironically, the countries that are left are those that are over there in the Middle East that are having problems with besides Cuba, you know, Cuba, but you see how we're trying to have that nice relationship and build a better relationship with Cuba, because Cuba don't even have a central banking system. So every other country has a central banking system, and we already know what central banking system that is. You know, that's not rocket science. You know, and if you missed that part, our previous episodes have spoken on that. But it used to be all research on that. But Syria has, you know, a lot of gold. Syria. I mean, a lot of oil, and they have gold too, but they ain't got a whole lot like, you know, after that. But either way, they want to have their banking system there. Like, that's the whole point. Like, they want to have their banking system there, and what other way to get it is, like you said, to wage war on it. But we don't want to recognize it for that. Like, we always want to look at stuff like, okay, propaganda. And that's another thing. You can do research on propaganda. Go look up what propaganda is. Propaganda is about war. It's just the media trying to antagonize the situation, make the situation worse than what it is, to get everybody in their emotions and their feelings, so they can go and say, well, I feel so bad for the poor children that were poisoned. Okay. I'm not trying to be funny, but it ain't like this ain't their first time doing it. This is actually their third time using a chemical weapon on these kids, period. Like, they over there doing way worse stuff than just that. You know, it's stuff that we don't see that they doing. Like, they over there chopping kids' heads off, arms, legs, toes, everything. Like, they doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Got kids having sex with all kinds of people, doing all kinds of stuff, even kids working into stuff. Like, it's just crazy what they're doing over there. But we ain't talking about that. We also not going to talk about how even in Africa, right, we ain't going to have an uproar of Africa, I don't think, because it's like nobody cares about that. But there have been videos going around of African children mining, hungry, looking like sticks, like skeletons, mining for our, it's some type of something we need for our cell phones. It's some type of something. It's something, I don't even know what it is. I've got the word of it, but it's some type of mineral that we use, or they use for technology for our cell phones. Well, I don't know what you said about that. Like, they over here looking like they about half dead. This was a video blowing all over Facebook. I'm pretty sure a lot of people did, but everybody not upset. But everybody would be upset if you see these people that they choking, can't breathe, and all this stuff. Not to make it an innocent situation, but this is propaganda. That's what the media does. So sometimes you gotta get some skin to see people, but it's what I call bullshit. They're doing that to be everybody upset, so they knew they could put the images out there like that. Trump goes over there and bomb them, then what? Most of America is gonna be, hey, here we go! Like, at some point, America is going to lose a war. That's number one. Like, we can't win every war. I don't care how everybody want to boast up America has the best military, blah, blah, blah. I feel all bullshit on that. But I know for a fact China and all them other people are way smarter than us. Period. We over here hire most of our intellect or people that is over our IT department are foreign. We're in the government. We don't have the black folk or the ventilated people or even Caucasians. The IT department is always either Indian, an Arab, a Russian, or a Chinese person. Always. That's who's making us up. So when are we not going to use common sense? If they're all coming over here, getting our jobs, creating our weapons, you're not going to tell me they're not telling their own people how to make it better than what they're creating over here us? This is not right. Like, why are we so dumb?
Confident is really, really powerful. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of deals going on, what goes on behind closed doors. I definitely see what you're saying. In America, you know, that's why there are certain countries there that serious. You know, point being that a lot of other countries that are very, but you know, a lot of countries are military. So it's a big more again in the world, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but yeah, in general, I mean, don't talk China, Russia, and don't create it for terrorists. That's more than one of the big things. We know he used to follow right there.
And then you notice like the countries that are backing each other, like, okay. So then you have, there's an oil company over there, you know, that's masking themselves. You go, I ain't gonna call no names. I ain't put it out there. Y'all do your own research, your own time, then put your articles out there. Google's just desperate. Figure it out. Read between the lines this way. There's an oil company over there that is masking themselves. They got like five different companies under one company, right? So you look at one company and you look at the name and you go, well, I'm going to give it to this company because this company over there with oil. But you got to start backtracking to find out where is the actual parent company. So there's a parent company that with this trail of five companies, it goes, one company is under another company, and that company is under another company, and that company is under another company, and that company is under this big oil company. And that company, that oil company is under a big network of companies, like a corporation that owns media, owns television, there's a cable station that is that people watching movie stations and hit. There are all kinds of, I mean, production companies, all of this is under one big corporation, right? But who and where is that corporation? Oh, it happens to be Northeast America. That's where it is, right? So we want to backtrack and we want to say, okay, this big corporation, I'm laughing. This is a big corporation in America, but they filed these corporate companies down, oil companies at that, are over here in Syria. And they're over here digging oil. But they also found the exact same company, but in a different name. Look how crazy it is. The exact same company this day also have drilled and found the biggest oil refinery in the world.
Say what?
And guess where that oil is?
Where?
That oil is in Israel. So you have this one company. All of this is one corporation. If you see what I'm saying, right? Y'all, if you follow me, you follow me. Y'all read through the lies. I'm not about to say your name. I'm about to get into this. Just trust me on this one. So you got them over here saying, okay, we got this biggest oil refinery in Israel. But now we're going to go over here in Syria and our other parent company. This is Disney. All the same owner of them. It's green. Is starting war in Syria. This is real life, though. Like, this was crazy. What he's saying is something that we have witnessed already in books or putting pieces together from history. But this is happening right now. Like, right this second, this is what, like, the same shit is happening. So this is a problem. And this is crazy that we're witnessing it. We're so damn naive not to see it right in front of our face. Everything that he just said of what they do in history is happening right now. So there's one coming in, right, has Israel and Syria. But if you look up the format, which side is Israel on when it comes to Syria? Which side is Israel fighting on? Do y'all know what side Israel fighting on? Is Israel for Syria or is Israel against? Like, is Israel helping the people? Or is Israel with Russia? Because, you know, Russia, like, which side is it on? Like, is Israel with Putin?
Okay, let's back up.
When it first started, let's hold that right here, that oil thing. This is about to get real interesting because it goes back to what Archie was saying. I'm trying to justify the point as far as how they pay each other, pay each other, pay themselves back, and all the crazy stuff. You're about to start seeing a big old circle. So this whole war started off of a civil war. It's almost like what America should be, have been doing. To be honest with you, we should have been in a civil war a long, long time ago. We can get to it, right? So those men in the Middle Eastern don't give a shit. They don't care who you are, president or not. We're going against you. You're going to chop your head off if we could. Like, that's how they act, right? So there was propaganda. Assad did it on purpose. He manipulated the situation the same way the government trying to make us get mad, like Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, right? Because you do understand Black Lives Matter is not created by a black person, but a white person. So it's all the purpose of getting us upset. So he did that. He was obviously successful because the civilians of Syria got upset and they went way more. They start boom, boom, bang, bang. So, okay, so that's how the war originally started. But it was all planned out. They did that on purpose because, number one, they want to desensitize over there. And he did it because he knew that the civilians can't beat the government. You know what I'm saying? Like, he already knew that. So they did it on purpose. All right, cool. Similar to like something happened over here in America, if you don't purpose, then you could be martial law, right?
Same thing.
But it's successful. So let's fast forward. That's two parts. You got Assad against Syria, technically. Technically, Assad is against Syria. The Syrian people was against Assad. Then you have rebels. Similar to what's happening in America. If we went to the Civil War, you're going to have some rebels. You're going to have some millennials that ain't going to be with the old man. That's going to say, you know what? Y'all paying too long to chop some heads off. We're going to go out here. We're going to get steal some tankers. We're going to be radical. We want to start doing suicide bombings. Like, we're going to go crazy. We want to turn up. Like, can you imagine that? Like, seriously, I can see these young people doing that, right? That's what happened with ISIS. Look at the verb of ISIS. So they have radicals. Now, this is where the American government came.
Sanctions on Russia?
Yeah, they got a lot of sanctions, so now they're dealing with, they don't have it as, yeah, you're right.
What is the dollar? Yeah. So they basically separated themselves from everything dealing with the United States. I remember Russia.
So, yeah, I remember Russia doing that. And that's part of why Russia had a bad relationship with America. So you're right. That was a major part. So that must be when, because you got a good point. Because in World War One, Russia was our ally. That they were one of the same team with us. But now, look, now when it looks like America might be going against Russia. But Russia really don't care for Israel. But Israel, now let's go back to what? If they found this one company, found the biggest oil refinery in Israel. But they also have another company that's in Syria that's digging for oil now. So does this not make sense as to why Israel is trying to help those people in Syria? Because what is Israel trying to do? What are the leaders that are dealing with the oil in Israel? It's war. So they're paying each other, but paying themselves at the same time. So oil, now this goes back to the stock market. Oil prices are rising. The stock market to these particular companies with under this one corporation are all arriving. There's five of them. Everything I understand is not one company. It's five white companies under one corporation. But nobody knows about the top corporation because every article I read is only talking about those particular companies. But if nobody's piecing together well, this person on this knows that they have boards. And the ironic part is all the boards have the same members. They all have a chain, they all have Rothschild, they all have Murdoch. But they got the same, the board members are in every company. But you can't pay, people don't pay no attention to that because that's too deep to pay attention to because it's in the article, right? So now this company, incorporated, they got something. So now the corporation is going to make a ton, shitload of money off of this war being waged. Because now all oil is about to go up.
And it benefits them. But again, it's benefiting the United States. Why? Because, look, I mean, if we be realistic about the economy and the market and everything, you know, right now it seems like everything's consistent, but in the next 10 years, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what might happen. And to them, war is the way to go. I mean, they want to cut the checks. When the government goes war, who the government runs for the money? Federal Reserve. They come to check. I mean, they have power. Bankers, they have the power. They have a lot of money that being the best decision that can be made from this. And also, it's a lot of too many benefits.
If you quit, come on. I mean, everything I'm over here about to say actually came to that. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm over here like, yes, they took the Syria dollars. She's just real. Our things might be hot. They all kind of together. This all common knowledge with us. But it's pretty much everything actually came just pretty much there when it comes to the reason why America don't like Syria.
Yeah.
The bank, the money, the oil, the gas. I mean, everything it is.
Yeah. It's a resource,
right? So what do we want to do? What can the people do with this knowledge? Now, if you give them this knowledge, what would you do with this knowledge? What would you do with this knowledge?
Just give people the truth. Right?
But the people really don't want to hear the truth, though. They still not going to see the way we see it. Even though she has broken down, they still going to let the media blind them because they still being fooled, and we chill trying to tell them, don't be fooled.
You guys also understand the concept of Iraqi conquerors, the same military tactics that they use in this country, specifically speak on African American culture. And the Iraqi conquerors, the way that works, their main objective is to get the people to kill each other, to destroy each other, to cause confusion, and which will eventually cause division because there's no shared perspective when it comes down to this cause. Whatever the case may be. So I feel like, ever since 9/11, which, we all, I'm pretty sure, did some research on, the 9/11 conspiracy. And I don't like using the word conspiracy because a lot of people hear that word and they're going to sugarcoat the information they're given. They don't even study or research enough to come up with their own understanding.
No, I'm just going to hear you the conspiracy theory half of it, they really go down and say, really go down. Let's see how you break it down.
I mean, you speak on 9/11. I mean, we all know. Y'all researched it?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? 9/11 is real tricky. way, especially if you look at things that will happen in the background, for example, how, you know, the Twin Tower property was sold like 8 months or 10 months before the terrorist attack happened. They sold it to Mr. Larry Silverstein, who was a big powerful Jewish guy on Wall Street. And when they sold the property to him for the Twin Towers, he went ahead and on some reason he took out a terrorist insurance for both buildings.
Which will work again, it will work in the United States' favor, and
that will make it easier for them to gain resources, gain control, and also, you know, make a move.
Wow, that's crazy how history repeats itself. This seemed like this happened like a couple of, how many years ago with the African American culture? They didn't change it, they took us for our resources, anything else that we had that was valuable and got into people's minds, and people were still brainwashed behind it. So, I think, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix it?
All right, so this is the thing,
with the 9/11 thing, you know, that's what started this new war stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, our most recent war honestly started with 9/11. It was the best technology, media manipulation I've ever seen in my life. Especially with the Pentagon situation, like, there was no plan that gets the Pentagon. Like, there's no way around that. There's not end of it. There's no way that you can just not see the plane off of their route, and these people just you box cutters to hijack the plane. Like, I just it was all a setup. The whole thing was a setup. Even to see Bush sitting in Florida, reading to students, here, you know, we're under attack. He just sat there, just calm can be, then turn red, did nothing. Like, he knew what was going down. He wasn't even in Washington, ironically, that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in Florida. So, you know, now we have another president who loves Florida, too. That's another president. But now, that was the beginning of us having all of this was strategic for today, as far as for it to program the Caucasian race to hate the Middle East. Us as African American and other people, we don't care. We just like, all right, y'all hate us as much. We don't have enough energy to sit here and not like them, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like one of them. Like, we don't even have that much energy in us to go through all that. We're trying to push you. It's like, hell. You know, we done been to hate ourselves. Y'all still hate us. So, we got energy to hate them, you know, the Arabs. But if you have noticed, it's been over 16 years now, right? And almost 16 years. It's almost 15 years since it happened. And who knows these past 15 years? It's like every single year something happened with the Arabs and with ISIS and everything has been created. We've been on that, Afghanistan fighting and all of them kind of stuff. Well, it has been programmed for these people to not like them. Because they don't know why they don't like them. They just don't like them, right? So it's easy. This has been a system. Nothing. When it comes to war, nothing is happening. That's out the window. Like, you gotta get out. It just don't happen. War just don't out the blue sky just happen. Unless unvaluated folks come in, like, put war out there. It just happens. No one's talking random. But war is never random. Never. In history, has war been random? War has always been strategic. It has always been a plan as to why war is happening. World War One happened. Everything happened for a reason. It always has to do with money, oil, or gold. That's it. There's really nothing else. Like, that's the only reason why you're going to have a war. Right now, what we're dealing with is the war on gold and the war on money. Like, we just explained to you guys, we just broke it down. You have to do all research about these corporations and the different situations that we're talking about. We can find it, right? We'll find out who's in oil. But type it in. Who's in oil, period. And the company name will pop up. And if you find that company name, find out who's the parent company name. You find a parent coming in and keep going further to incorporate them. That's all I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so happy to put the name out there for you to already see. They were going to see why I'm going to go in the first place. Because I guarantee you, if you're not smart enough to realize this, you need to be getting stocks in these companies. I'm not telling you names, but you need to get stocks in these companies because if the stocks already rise, they're cheap as hell anyway. And it won't be rising. I can almost mark my words, within the next 2 years, they're going to be well over 100. Per stock. I can see that. Right now, it's less than $10 a stock. I guarantee you it's going to be over like $100, $200, $300 a stock. Because it's oil. Gas is going to go up. Gas already going up. Go find out. Like the missiles. We missed that market. But you guys have to get in. The missile company. You guys created. Anybody that's doing anything for war, you need to get stock for it. Any company that's backing this wall, you need to get stock for it. Any company that's back in that whatever pipe fund thing, get it stopped in. I'm being honest. The only way we want to get out of our economic fund, this is our solution. That's for the solution. This is our solution. Get in the stock. Research. Take your emotions out of it. You're not going to fight. You can't fight. Get over it. Don't even focus on what they're fighting for, why they're fighting. All you need to do is study. Figure out who's involved. Once you find out who's involved, don't get angry and bitter. I'm not angry and bitter. Like, some of these connections hit close to home. But I'm not going to get angry and bitter about it. What I'm going to do is, I'll have to brush up when I'm a little closer. I get this damn money. I get my whole community out of this shit. That's all. That's how I'm not focused on that stuff. But at the end of the day, when nukes start flying, we're not going to be able to survive if we ain't got money to have doom buggies. Like, we need to be having underground shit. How many million folks have underground tunnels and underground bunkies? And we ain't ready.
We don't
chop up. We don't only have chop up. We don't chop up. Like, this nigga can get out of jail today. is not going to get affected. Number one, it's a lot of indoor caves, it's a lot of the elevation, the air quality is different, it's less populated, so that's not a target. They're not going to purposely just bomb a mountain. Nobody in other countries are ever going to bomb certain areas because there's less people there. They're wasting their energy, they're wasting their money, you know what I'm saying? They're wasting their nukes and weapons and everything, right? So they're not going to invade those areas because there's not a lot of people there. And or they think the mountain areas are kind of stupid and slow and all that anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? So they're not, that's not the target area. The target area is always the urban area. Most of the population, like New York City, is done. That's out. So if you're in New York City, my best bet for y'all, this is my guy's club here, is to either have an escape route, immediate escape route somewhere else, a house somewhere else, some type of meetup place for you and your family with an address code. So like everybody in the family, you can just have like the coordinates.
Just like get back to the back of the day.
Give them the coordinates and say, meet us here. No, I'm not asking questions, no nothing. So everybody's gonna get there somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? Only you and your family know where that's at. You and your crew, right? We need to get on that. That needs to be priority number one. Everybody needs to start stocking up heavily on different things, like water, figuring, getting a plan together. Really, to have a whole bunch of money ain't gonna do shit for you if you ain't got bullies and other problems. Like, you need the money. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm asking for. That's what's coming to the stock market. Because if these stocks rise up this year, before the end of 2018, that means before this work gets too hectic, we might just so happen because we're smart enough to invest in this stuff, have enough money to build this stuff that I'm talking about, or to go buy a house in the Grand Canyon, or to go buy a house in Canada, or Maine, or an island. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to need to get off the mainland. That's another thing. I feel like we're going to have to go to an island. Another main island to go to would be Fiji. Not gonna bother them. Another island they're not gonna bother. I'm gonna give y'all the
Polynesian
islands. Madagascar off of Africa. Don't ever have no problems, no bad weather, no nothing. Because all of hurricanes come off of the western side of Africa. So you really don't want to be on the western island, like Bahamas and all that. That's not good to go to because, you know, Haiti, obviously, none of those places are good at all. Puerto Rico, anything over there is not good. But Aruba is good. They don't ever really get nothing. And then, like I said, Madagascar, you know, the Polynesian Islands, those are nice places. Mountainous areas, anywhere got mountains. Yeah, I love mountains. But yeah, these are just, I know y'all like probably like, oh my God, you sound like this. You know what? This is called survival. Like,
right.
I'm not about to sit here and be bent out of shape and talking shit all day on Facebook and social media for no reason. Like, and then stuff starts blowing up, technology going to crash. Like, they got too much control on a lot of stuff that we're doing right now. Like, they got too much control. It's too much. If they crash the internet, close the club on the internet, what the hell everybody's going to do? You know what I'm saying? So you got to have these supplies or money on hand or something because it's just,
I bought me like 15 packs of noodles. Like a 3 pound noodle, like 15 packs. Yeah, you can
cook
for only like 1 pack, but that's just so long. You
know? Feed
so many people with it, you know what
I'm saying? Did he just say? You about to feed 5,000 people with
15 packs
of noodles.
He's over here about to feed 5,000 people with 5 packs of noodles.
I got the
week. Oh my God. Okay, well, make sure a part of this, we are. Make sure a part is we want to make sure we can throw some CBD.
Yeah.
Yes.
The people definitely need to be on.
Okay, last
okay, well, okay.
Fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't
have
CBD. I got like a whole bunch of CBD. Like, I got corn, I have watermelon, squash.
Where do you get your CBD from?
I actually got some of the fucking bucket.
For real?
It was like $5 each.
I bought
like
$2. Okay, so they probably have these little
peas.
I know these people. This is what we do. Like, this is what's real. Oh, my God.
You got the root to the problem, y'all.
Yeah.
Please, don't get the plant. You got to get to the seed. Root to that problem right there.
Hey,
I respect your hustle. Salute.
All right, well, this is what I'm saying. Y'all got somebody cheating. Y'all got your parents cheating. Like, y'all can put another plug. Parents cheating, if you're listening, we definitely have already pushed y'all down the ass. God, we need to be giving out free money. You see? Give out the door for left and right. Ain't nobody cut the check. Okay. We need fish rods. We need grills.
Grill, you some fire. Then you straight cookie food. You know what I'm saying? Gangs ain't gonna have that. I already know, you know what I'm saying? Any martial law, anything that is nature, if the government ever decides to move in, you know, to, you know, bring order, whatever they're trying to do, it's going to cause civil war. I already know, man, these savages out here is not going to play. They're going to shoot. They going to shoot. So, you know, one thing Joy Bad is also expressed is for the gangs to protect the community, protect our leaders. If we have a leader, like Martin Luther King, whatever case may be, that is trying to lead the people in unity, the gangs, instead of, you know, they not be out, instead of being selfish, instead of being out there on your own terms, y'all gotta understand y'all part of a culture. It is a culture that is being represented, not yourself. You can't represent yourself, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna make it out of here that way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel like make sure y'all protect the neighborhood, protect the kids, protect, you know what I'm saying, whatever the leaders are, you know, the generation that's trying to make a change for the better, you know what I'm saying? And it's not that foolishness for real, because it's not going to benefit nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of bias piled up, you know what I'm saying? Which, like I said, some of the stuff is inevitable because, you know, shit, we doing it to each other. I already know how it is when it wants, you know what I'm saying? You know, what the white man stands up and goes against, you know, everybody. So the reason that goes back again to making sure that your household is taken care of, you know, get your water, get your whatever supplies you can get out of the house, 20 pound bags of rice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna buy 2 or 3 more if I can, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all have to get everything I need, seeds and everything, soil, everything I possibly need, you know what I'm saying, to survive as a unit.
This is the time to get that stuff because it's the fall. I mean,
benefit they can get from it, they're going to do it in order to sustain this that's, to be honest with you, you know, that's why I met this guy from Middle East, and my driver's license was tore up, couldn't read the grease. He's like, look, man, you need to use your driver's license. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to work on it. He was like, that's a privilege. From his eyes, it's a privilege, you know what I'm saying? Because in this country, shit is real different over there, you know what I'm saying? The slums in this country, it's really different over there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really bad over there. And some of them don't live with electricity, some of them don't have water, you know what I'm saying? But make a long story short, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like I said, they believe in the greater good, and they gonna take and do whatever they gotta do in order to, you know, feed us over here. You know what I'm saying? Reason why they make the moves they make, reason why they, you know, trying to keep us content as possible. So they can feed our asses over here. Supply and demand is only increasing, there's gonna be more supply.
And it's projected in, I think, what was it, 2025, 2030, around there. There was some type of study saying that there should be, the population right now, like at 7.something billion, it should be almost like 9 billion. You know, we are overpopulated.
Yeah.
We are way overpopulated as a world. And I don't know how they get to. I mean, I felt like back in the day, we had like a bunch of kids back in that dude. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why it doesn't seem like we're overpopulated now.
But
it's because people are living in what?
It's still a bomb, man. You believe me? I'll be honest with you, keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how far are we talking about? How far y'all going back?
I really don't know. That's the question. I don't know. What was the population used to be? Like, but everybody can say we're overpopulated, but I'm trying to understand where these populations come from. Because to me, households are smaller.
Like, I didn't research this on it. It's on about this. So I'm going to have to come back to this thing. As I looked up. But I just feel like back in the day, women had like 14 kids.
My
grandma had 18. Queen Quan had 18. She had 18. Hutchins had 8. Other ones had 9. They had 10. Like, it was just popping back to back. That's just what they did. Like, well, all of a sudden, it's a problem now. And then six of them still living.
It is what it is. Like, this is what they're doing on purpose. Like, some of these videos could be old. And we got corrupt media. They got corrupt media. They got corrupt government media. Just like we got corrupt government. You know what I'm saying? So for us to sit here and try to really believe every single thing we're saying is not right. However, there are some things in there that you need to pay attention to. You need, like we're talking about oil stuff, pay attention. I've already seen in 3 articles this week about oil, and they named the company that we're talking about in these articles, right in your face. That's what's crazy. It's like people want to read, the people don't read Forbes magazine, number one. None of y'all really read money.cnn.com. None of y'all like pay attention to the stock market. You know what I'm saying? None of this stuff is y'all paying attention to. They're telling y'all who is behind the war. That's literally what they're doing. They're literally saying this company or these people behind the war. They might not tell you the actual CEO's name, but again, you can go look this stuff up. That's public information. And you can see the domino of that. But we are so, all we do is read the article title, and that's it. A lot of people don't click on articles, read the article. It's been days, like I've been saying hours. Like I started on Facebook for one article and I found myself reading like an audio book by the end of the day about something completely different than what I was like, dang, how did I end up being old? Queen Kwan, we actually had a conversation about this the other day. I asked him one question and we started researching and it's domino effect so much stuff. Like I asked one question. So I wanted you to, you know, wrap it up today with you guys and let y'all know to do that. Be more, you know, analytical. Be more analytical with stuff that's going on and look deeper into it so you can ground yourself and not get so attached. Right?
Use common sense.
And don't get so attached. Like, I'm not attached to what's going on over there in Syria. I'm not even really all the way attached to what's going on here in America because a lot of stuff is being done because of pure ignorance on our part. Our community is pure ignorant. Like I said last week, we're giving away everything. You know what I'm saying? We're giving away our freedom. We're giving away our kids. We're giving away all our rights. We're just giving away. They're not stealing nothing from the black community. The black community has given away everything. So in order, they haven't seen my house taking nothing because I'm not allowing them to. We're not going to come take my kids and nothing else. I'm going, if anything, we gave them away because we don't go out here and get our kids, you know, emancipated and all that. That's a whole other story. But I wanted to take what we're saying here and tell you not to be fooled about what's going on, but to research, do your due diligence, you know, get your survival kit together, get your mind right, get your soul right, and use your power accordingly. There's a lot of this stuff that we can stop if we were spiritually enlightened. I feel like a lot of this, I mean, we honestly have the power to stop moving on. Like, that's how deep it is. Like, we have the power within us, just the energy we can betray, like, to destroy an entire submarine ship.
We do, right? I mean,
it would take massive, you know, amounts of us.
You know what the issue is? I love walking along society. Everybody looks at me like I'm the enemy. Some people are open-minded, free-spirited, and authentic. Then you have those who treat me and look at me like it's as if I'm an enemy. When I look at my lady, you know what I'm saying? No matter what color they is. I've seen a lot of homeboys my age, they look at my woman as if she's a piece of meat. Never acknowledge me in the process. Never want to look me in my eye. Never want to nod their head or nothing. But they definitely check her ass out. You know what I'm saying? Or look at me funny. You know what I'm saying? So little things like that, that's what we need to stop. Stop treating each other like enemies. I understand we all got trust issues because you got to kick. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody, family, et cetera. Stop treating everybody like they can steal your cereal, steal your shoes. And, you know what I'm saying? You don't know that person from your hand campaign. You know what I'm saying? So, just be open-minded in that process. Gain all the information you can possibly get to come up with a complete conclusion using their common sense. And also, all that in there, just if there is a civil war that may happen, or whatever the case may be, understand that you are fighting a country with the resources that they're providing for you to fight them. So they...
Wait a minute, repeat that.
They are providing the resources that you're using to fight the country that you're instrumental in, whatever case may be, you're using the resources that they're providing for you. So eventually, you're going to run out of fucking resources, and they'll probably starve you fucking death. Food stamps going, all that shit going, now what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to be out there fighting, shooting, et cetera. You're going to run out of bullets. They manufacture these motherfuckers by the millions. We're not going to win that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't give them the excuse to, you know, say to mass murder people in our community, et cetera, to depopulate this country because of the market, the economy, and how they want to sustain. You know what I'm saying?
That is so deep. He said, I think that's going to go over a lot of y'all heads. I'm sorry. posted this on Facebook. He said, "You, the resources that you are using to fight against the country that you don't like is the same resources they are providing you with." Good Lord, oh my God. Like, wait a minute. So
I guess we need a factory where we are making our own weapons. We're making our own bullets.
Yeah. We got to look.
That's how the rebels do it. That's how the rebels do it. They're investing making this shit. I'm saying building their own stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All they do is they know maybe they can't rely on the country that, you know what I'm saying, that they're against. They're going to take all that away from them. You know what I'm saying? That's why they work with different countries.
That's like a kid being in a household with a parent. You get mad at the parent. The parent will, like, just cut off the light, cut, kick you out. Like, it's the same way. Like, how you going to survive? You can't keep back. You can't buy the energy.
That's how they try.
That's what they're doing. They're antagonizing so that we can try it, so they can depopulate, put it in some concentration camps. So they can bomb other communities.
They've already started building a concentration camp.
Yeah, we already got, like, I think three in North Carolina alone. Yeah. They're all up and down the East Coast. They're all up and down the East Coast. Right? It's crazy. Texas got a couple of them in the middle. Yeah, every state. This is another fun fact. I'm giving y'all a trick. I'm not giving y'all a trick. Another thing is, every state that has a massive amount of urban population in or for that area has a concentration camp within no less than 100-mile radius of that area. So some of them are actually closer. So if you live in an urban area, basically it's a concentration camp within a 100-mile radius of where you are. I mean, that's why it's, I mean, I've heard where they would come maybe 40 miles or 20 miles outside of an urban community, but it's obvious that it's like that because it's easier, it's faster. They're a bus full of y'all that listen to, you know, that concentration camp when they start rounding people up and knocking the bus at the doors and snatching everybody up. Like, it's just, you know, it's the same thing. I gotta tell everybody, you know, we have a lot of corruption here in America, but do you ever in history see another country come from their area to come help us fight our government? Not one country has backed up any Americans when we had slavery, when they were killing the Indians, anything was happening right now. What country gonna come help us? So why are we sitting so focused on all of the other stuff? America always going to all the other countries, doing all these other, like right now, they're going in. We're assuming that for the kids in Syria, the women in Syria, we're going over there to help them. But who's coming over there to help our asses and get y'all? Poisoning us, giving us vaccinations, giving us GMOs, got concentration camps, mental illnesses popping up everywhere, kids diagnosed. When, who won't come help us?
Not one country has ever helped American.
That's not saying that we be all evil and don't help somebody. But we kind of need to start, like we always say, take care of home first. So with the vaccine, we need to take care of home first. And it's going to start soon. It's going to start now. Like I already said, you need to get your teeth together. I'm about to start buying me some seeds. Some oil. I need some coal. I need solar panels. I need a whole lot. I got a list of stuff I need, but how am I going to purchase this stuff? I obviously need money. Therefore, that goes back to these stocks. It goes back to these businesses, these investments. We need to get educated on that. So definitely within our next episode or the episode after, we are going to start educating y'all. This is all, I feel like this is where the meat and the potatoes come from, based on faces. Because I feel like our other episodes were more of history. So you can kind of see why we're about to educate y'all on what we got to do. Does that make sense? So it's like we have spent, it's our ninth episode on teaching y'all about history, vibration, the power of energy, your mental yoga, all this. We ain't really getting deep into the shop with the yoga yet. We might do that too. Actually, that'd be a good idea to do that for the next episode. Get deep into your energy, how you align your mindset, your spirituality. Because when May kicks in, or the end of April kicks in, we need to go full throttle as far as investment, economy, teaching y'all about these different things. You know, stuff that's out there, cryptocurrencies, what kind of stuff out here that we need to get into. You know what I'm saying? And how we were doing, what to do, investment, credit repair, real estate. Like, there's a whole lot of stuff that we got to start really focusing on. All this passive income that is out here. That's what our episodes are going to start going to. So stay tuned, because we ain't just going to be talking about all the problems, what happened. We want to make sure y'all understand what happened, see what's happening for what it is, and just Now, all right, cool. You see how broke they are. We gonna get y'all some facts about that. Let's move forward. Now, what we want to do as a community to get to the root of our problem and go ahead, which we already figured out the root of our problem, right? So now I'm gonna like, all right, so now from that, let's solve it, let's correct it, and let's rise up. Let's rise up to the top crime chopper. That's what we gotta do. Yeah, so this is about to be crazy though. So with that being said, come on, wrap it up. I'm so excited. Y'all thinking, y'all. They're like, oh my goodness. They're like, wait, what's that? That was king. All right, well, we love y'all. We're going to see y'all next episode. And with that being said, as always, tell you to do, be more.